Well, you are listening to the Meeting House here on Faith Radio, and it is great to welcome to the program Sandra Nieto. She is the author of a book called Special Kids, Chosen Moms, A Mother's Guide to Raising Her Special Needs Child. And today she'll be offering us a Christ-centered perspective and share about how God has really walked with her through a situation involving her son, Clay, who was born with cerebral palsy, and there were other complications. And we're going to be talking about him, what she has learned through really caring for him, and offering some words of encouragement for those who may be parenting special needs children, or perhaps may know someone in that situation. So, Sandra Nieto, let me welcome you to the Meeting House here on Faith Radio. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
Well, let's talk just a bit about Clay and the circumstances of his birth. Just share with us just a bit about some of his experiences.
Okay. Well, I tried to have him when I was only 23 weeks pregnant. And this is back in 1987. And I did not realize that they could actually sew up your cervix. So they did that. And then I was in bed rest for about 4 months. And so they had this monitoring belt because I couldn't tell when I was having contractions. It was just the weirdest pregnancy. And they would call me on the phone and say, "Ooh, that's a really big contraction." I'm like, "Really? Okay, well, what do we do?" So it just, everything was fine. I finally, my water broke and I went to the hospital. And what they believe happened was that they had to snip the stitch. And they think maybe it was a dirty instrument or something, because it didn't show up, his problems didn't show up until 3 days into his birth. And that was back when they kept you in the hospital for 3 days. And then he was fine. He looked beautiful, a normal looking little baby. But on that third day, when it was time to go home, I kept looking at my mom going, he looks different. He looks darker. My husband and I were pasty white. And I go, he just looks a little different. And got home and was actually burping him. I had just tried to feed him and he didn't really want to eat. So I thought, well, maybe he just needs to burp. So when I went to burp him, he was in my lap, not over my shoulder. And I was patting his back and all of a sudden his arms went straight out, his eyes rolled back and he kind of fell backwards. And I had never been around anyone that was special needs, but I knew that was a seizure. So from that point, we were back in the hospital and just felt like we lived there. You know, for most of his life, I felt like we lived there. It was just one thing after another after that. So.
And so he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. There were some other complications. He was blind. He was on, as I understand it, numerous medications per day. And certainly, Sandy, being familiar to a certain extent with your story, this was something that had just weighed upon you and your family in a strong way.
Exactly. It, you know, we already had the problem. They told me that it was cerebral palsy. And, you know, back then I'm like, oh yeah, it's not cancer. Yeah. I didn't know what I was young and dumb, but I just like, okay, well we can handle this. And then it was just, it seemed like the cerebral palsy, he couldn't swallow. And when he did swallow, it would go down into his lungs. So now we're looking at pneumonia. So then we'd be back in the hospital for that. And on one of our visits, he's, I believe, 3 months old. They actually gave him a medication that interacted with another medication. And he had a seizure that lasted a very long time. And at that point, he became blind and he could not eat or swallow or anything. He couldn't take a bottle at all. So then, you know, now 5 and 6 months down the road, we're putting in a G-tube so he could get nourishment. And I'm the one that pressed for that mostly because they were having me put an NG tube down his nose. And that is the most horrific thing you could do to a child. And he would struggle and I'm crying and I'm trying to put it down his nose. And I remember the nurse going, be careful, don't put it down in his lung because you'll feed him milk into his lung. And I'm like, I'm not a nurse, ma'am. So it was pretty chaotic, you know.
Sandra Nieto joining us today here on the Beating House on Faith Radio, author of the book Special Kids, Chosen Moms. And I'd like for you to share, you were just talking about your late son, Clay, and he lived for how long?
15 and a half years.
15 and a half years. And tell me about, as you responded to him and as you learned to care for him, how did your faith in Christ really play into the way that you responded to him in this overall situation?
Well, you know, I realize that I've been a Christian since I was 5 years old. So I'm reading the Bible, I'm looking at scripture, I'm praying, I'm worshiping. So I already had that background with me. And that's why I think it's the first or second chapter in my book, I give out the plan of salvation, because I want to be sure that that's where we start, is with faith in Jesus. And I learned that I would get up in the morning about an hour, because he was pretty set on his schedule. And I'd try to get up about an hour before he did. And it was early and it was hard. It wasn't easy, but that's when I would do my Bible study. And I would sit in there and I would, oh, Lord and I had some talks. I mean, we just really had some talks. But I realized that he's the innocent one in all this. So I can't walk into his room with this, oh, I'm so tired attitude, when this child can't move. You know, he's just totally dependent on me, 100%. And so I learned that, you know, I could speak to him in a way that would give him delight, you know? And so I'd start talking to him and he'd start smiling and, you know, he just, life, you know, was good. And then I got to where I put a little radio in his room and I would play really soft Christian music. Cause I thought, you know, if this child, obviously he can hear, I want him to hear praise music. And so that was my biggest thing, is you really have to watch your attitude with taking care of a child like this, is that, and then scripture. You just have to have it in your heart and replay it over and over. And a great way when you have other children is to write the scripture on a post-it, give it to your other child that is normal, and say, help me memorize this. And before you know it, they've memorized it because you're saying it so often. So you repeat the scripture and the child's sitting there and just over and over. So you've also done something for one of your other children, which is a really good idea, actually.
What was perhaps the most challenging situation, physically speaking, as far as caring for Clay?
Well, in the beginning, they finally convinced me to put him into, a school. It's a regular school, but they had a special education class and a lot of the other children were mobile and Clay was not. He was in a wheelchair. The feeding pump was hooked up to the back of the wheelchair and he was hooked up. And so having an assistant call and say, oh, so-and-so unplugged his, you know, feeding machine and found his medication. They were all in syringes, all of his medications, and found his medications and squirted them all out. So now we don't have and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I just got to where I literally went through a supermom phase of, you know what? You can't do it. I will. That was always tough. And then also, he didn't really cry. He would yell. He would just like go, ah. And I'd bring him home and he would just be fussing. And I'd have to lay him down and I would just strip him of everything. And then I would start like with his shoulders and then his arms. And I would just kind of squeeze to see. And then got all the way down to one of his feet and he just let out a roar. Well, it turns out when the assistant was putting on his little shoe, she twisted it and it broke a bone in his foot. So you just, it's those things that you just don't know. And you just have to, just say, okay, Lord, now we're going to go to the doctor now. We're going to get this fixed. So there were little things like that. When they would do an x-ray, they would say, oh, did you know that his rib is cracked? And I'd be like, no. Well, that would be from positioning him in the wheelchair. He had brittle bone syndrome also. So you'd go to position him and you might like lift up on under one arm to kind of like straighten him in the chair. And that could have been what happened there. So there's just little things you don't know. And he was on so many drugs, he was kind of not really aware of like pains and stuff. So that was you, that was a lot of just trying to work things out, but God was with me through the whole thing, and I never felt abandoned. I had a wonderful family that supported me, and it just I don't know how you can do this without the love of God.
Sandra Nieto joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. She is the author of Special Kids, Chosen Moms, A Mother's Guide to Raising Her Special Needs Child. So, Sandy, as you take what God has taught you through this overall season, having Clay in your life, and really begin to relate these principles to mothers that may be in a similar situation to you, facing challenges with their children, what do you believe are perhaps a couple of the key components of really being able to deal with this situation, to respond in a manner that pleases God?
And that would take me right back to scripture and Bible study. Look for those scriptures about fear and about anxiety, and just keep them in your mind and in your heart that he's not going to leave you. And that's the more the spiritual side of it. But then on the other side, you got to be organized. And so that's more things that I go through in my book. You've got to be organized with your day, with your time, with your meals, especially if you have other children and your husband. I have a lot of easy recipes that most of them are crock pot recipes. So you throw all that in the morning, and by the time everyone comes home, you've got a meal. You just open up a bag of salad and throw in some bread, and you can have a complete meal. That's one less thing on your plate. And that is another big takeaway, along with I had a emergency binder. It had every piece of information about Clay that if I drop dead that moment, someone could walk in and go, okay, it's 3 o'clock. Well, this is what we do. And then this is what we do. I mean, all the way to where his diapers were located, where, how I wake him up in the morning. I open the blinds, I turn on the music really softly, and I'm very gentle with him with my words and stuff. I never wanted him to skip a beat. And it's organization. Is a really key thing for moms. So, and taking care of themselves.
And I wanted to ask you about the whole area of seeking out help, because this obviously is a huge responsibility that the mother of a special needs child has. So I guess this is a two-part question. Where would you go for help? And what do you recommend for ladies that might connect with you through your book?
Well, don't be like me and try to be super mom and think you can do it all
That's
yourself.
really,
I
really
was a
good.
hot
Yeah.
mess.
That applies to a lot of areas too.
Yeah, I was a mess, but I was like, no, I can do it. You know, we'd like to bring you over meatloaf. No, I can figure this out. No, don't do that. I personally, if you don't have a church, find a local church. Go straight to the pastor, straight to the nursery coordinator, and say, this is what I'm dealing with. Can you bring me someone to watch my child so I get 1 hour in church by myself? You know, that was really important. And you know, you're eventually your friends are gonna slowly disappear if you know if they're not true besties. They will slowly disappear because maybe they have a child the same age that's normal, and now they feel guilty. They don't want to talk about their child because your child can't do it, you know, whatever it is, the sport or whatever. But when you go to your church and you explain it and find out if they have a support group, now you're mixing with other moms. And it's one of the chapters that I was going to entitle How to Find a Friend, because you need that. You need community, and you need to be there. I think in the book I said, it's like if you break your hip, you want to be sure that you got casseroles coming to your front door. Being raised Baptist, that's what we did. So, but I just it's just very important that you're not alone in this journey. And this is your ministry. This is now your calling. And God chose you out of all the moms in the world and said, I want her to take care of this one. So I look at it as a privilege. And he was only supposed to be 3 years old. They said that he would not live beyond that. So for me, getting him to 15 and a half, I was like, yes, I did it. We did it, me and God, you know.
And that's so powerful. The name of the book is Special Kids, Chosen Moms. This is
Correct.
actually something that God has chosen, or God chose you to do. And I think we recognize various areas of our lives. Of course, in your case, being the mother of a special needs child, that is a calling, a special choosing of God. And I would dare say also, Sandy, as you experienced that when God chooses you for a particular thing to do, He provides the resources in order to carry that out. Did
Absolutely.
you experience that?
Oh yes. Like I said, I never felt abandoned. I met wonderful nurses in the hospital that were kind of about my age, and they would come in and I'd be upset about them coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning and stripping him buck naked and weighing him on a cold metal scale. And she, you know, one of the nurses says, you can say no. They can come in at another part of their shift, because I would be crying and I go, I just got him to sleep, you know. So having a good team around you, and you know, and knowing the different areas that you can reach out to for resources, and just to kind of help out. But don't say no to things. Don't give up your role as the mother and let someone else do all the work. But don't say no. Let someone kind of partner with you. And that is a huge help.
Sandra Nieto joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. And where can people reach out to you online?
I am at www.sandranieto.com.
And
And they
Nieto.
can read more about my book. They can, I've got a couple of recipes. We're still doing my website, but
Sure.
it looks really nice now, I think it will be a help. And I do blog every now and then and write down some things. And yeah, it's a beautiful life.
Sandra Nieto joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. Nieto, Nieto. Sandra, thank you so much for spending some time with us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I hope someone in your audience could benefit from this book.